This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's Andy. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan, our producer extraordinaire.
Oh, bringing him in the house.
Well, we're having some work done in the little room that Dan has to sit in now.
Oh, so we're going to welcome him in the studio?
Anthony Castrovince.
I've been upgraded from timeout.
Going to join us coming up at noon.
There's a corner
from
over there.
MLB.com.
Do I have to hold the dictionaries too?
I want to bring...
Someone would make you hold the dictionaries?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
I was a hellion as a kid. They had all sorts of stuff for me. Yeah, I would have to stand in the corner, and I'd have to hold the book on each hand.
No way. Well.
Mm-hmm.
So there was weight training involved in this. Wow. Good for your school.
No, it was,
It was your mom and dad.
Yeah.
They'd be arrested for that today.
Wait, you're at homeschool? You were homeschooled? You got put in timeout at homeschool?
Oh, I got put out timeout at home. I was not the best kid. I became a better adult than I was a kid.
You keep telling yourself
that. Bar's pretty low.
Thanks, guys.
Jamel talked
friends
about,
like these.
Jamel talked about Nick Chubb. I want to talk about Nick in a second. But it happened again today. And it happens frequently enough that I think, and that I asked Dan to come into the studio.
Oh.
I want to have an intervention.
This better not be what I think it is.
It's what you think it is.
All right, everybody get in a circle.
I've walked in with Andy, you know, many, many times over the years. We park in the same spot and we walk in to work together
on
many days.
Yeah.
Andy will cross the street.
Yeah.
Not at a stoplight, but Andy will cross the street.
Yes.
Get into a crosswalk.
Yes, a crosswalk.
And just walk.
Because it's a crosswalk.
Without even looking
That's
at traffic,
true.
Because the law says, and Andy, you are right.
Yes, I am right.
The law says the car is supposed to stop.
Correct. It's at Playhouse Square.
And what's the key word there?
Supposed to.
Supposed to. Which I think is actually two words.
But I said the key word was supposed. Supposed.
It's prospect, right? Isn't that prospect?
I don't know what it is. What I know is it's where I'm going to have to like get a spatula and pick you up one day.
You're not going to have to pick me up. Look, again.
Might be one of those pizza things.
I think, and Dan will have a better feel for this. Okay?
I came in before you today.
Yeah.
And I was here a few minutes early. And what do we hear, Dan, on the conference call? What do we hear? That's she almost ran me over.
True.
And then what did we hear, Dan? Oh, here she comes again.
She came back around.
To yell
at you.
She did. What a clown. First of all, so
you're legally in the crosswalk.
Yeah, 100%. I'm in that crosswalk, right?
Before you say your piece here, let me just throw this out.
Yes.
I've mentioned this to you while we have done this.
Yes.
Because you'll cross the street, you point at the sign, and you yell at the drivers.
I don't yell.
You point at the sign, and you make the Baskin face at them.
Yeah.
People carry weapons in these days. And you walk, you're in the middle of the crosswalk.
True.
And you're pointing, and you're chastising.
I do chastise,
And I say to you, Andy.
Yes.
They're supposed to stop.
Correct.
You might be right, but you might be dead.
I may be crazy.
What is easier to stop?
Yeah.
2 tons of steel or 1 Andy Baskin?
Well, here's what I'll say, okay? And let me plead my case there.
Please. But
I shouldn't even have to plead my case. It's a crosswalk with signs around the outside that once a pedestrian puts a foot down inside the crosswalk, cars should stop. Now,
should.
I'm not stupid enough to walk into the crosswalk when I see that the car is pretty close to the crosswalk. I'll wait, okay? Which I do almost every day.
Can we debate that point, sir?
You can debate that all you want.
Just don't call it a retirement plan, okay?
So here's what I'm going to say. There was a car this morning that was coming through at the other side of the Salvation Army, just past the Wolstein Center. That's probably a good 0.2 tenths of a mile away from the crosswalk.
Accurate.
Okay,
that's accurate.
So I saw the car, and I think the light may have actually been red.
She saw you and she gunned it.
No, she didn't gun it. And so she came through. I took a step. I was already walking through.
My husband hates his show.
And she all of a sudden, and I'm halfway across the street now. So I'm in the middle of the street, and she's just looking at me like I'm insane. Like I'm walking in a crosswalk like she owns the road. Well, she probably does because she has a car.
How old is this person? Give me 30s, 40s, 20s?
40s.
Okay.
40s. Okay.
She should know better.
Yeah. And so as she's driving by with her window open on the phone looking at me, I look at her and I say, "It's still a crosswalk."
See, there you go, chastising. People carry weapons, and they drive weapons.
It's if the Cleveland police want to make some money, right? Just go sit over by that crosswalk and see how many cars blow through the crosswalk while there's someone in the crosswalk or trying to walk across. I don't want to sound like
too late.
First world problems.
You're already there.
But you're going to back me up on this, right? So, like, the only time I ever thought about this, I was young. I was in high school. We were in Europe. We were in Finland. We were playing hockey, okay?
Yep.
And like,
if I know you right even, where you're going.
And if you look at the crosswalk in Europe, the car stops immediately. Like, they care more about the pedestrian.
Wait a minute.
Oh, no, my friend.
Oh, I'm telling you, when I was in Finland, they stopped. When we were in Italy last summer, which I haven't been back to Europe, exactly the same thing.
Really?
Once we stepped into the crosswalk, cars stopped.
Because I always had... Now, were you following the marker that was there and that stuff?
Well,
like,
I was
telling you to walk and that kind of thing?
Well, okay. No. There was one in Italy. We were in Bologna, and there was a crosswalk that didn't have any lights around it. It just had the crosswalk symbols around it.
I love fried bologna.
And I was waiting, and I was like, let's wait. You know, I said to him, let's wait. And we got close, and we were standing about to walk. There was a car that saw that we were about to walk and stopped and said, go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I've always ran into it where it was the other direction, where if you did not cross when it said to cross or you were jaywalking, they would like speed up.
Well, no, but that wasn't the scenario. This was a designated crosswalk.
Okay.
So anyway,
I recommend
to the Cleveland police, if you want to go sit over there and make a ton of cash, let's make the law work to the advantage of the pedestrian. Long live the pedestrian.
Can I cut you off?
Not really.
Because the cars try to. Well, you know, one day maybe the show is Menigan and Baskin, or it's Baskin and Menigan, or maybe it's Menigan and Phelps.
Yeah.
Even Dan doesn't want that to be the case yet. So please.
I am
please,
careful when I do
please
it.
Please be careful, because you walk right out in traffic.
I don't walk right
don't,
out. That's
I,
not true.
I do not want to get a big spatula and pick you up.
That's right.
Anthony Castrovince, MLB.com, talking cards next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.